Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is April 12th, 2011 on this live Tuesday edition. On screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers is the front page of the Drudge Report. Yesterday afternoon, we posted a new video that surfaced yesterday afternoon that was shot in just the last few days. Six-year-old girl groped, then drug tested by TSA. We sent the story to Drudge, and I'm glad that he linked to the YouTube video. Six-year-old girl groped, then drug tested by TSA. We've got the new video plus a large list of other news articles about similar events and other videos, and it's a little six-year-old girl, and the TSA agent grabs her between the legs, sticks her hands in her pants. It is horrifying. And this morning, I was on Coast to Coast AM last night, and this morning when I got up, my wife hadn't seen it yet, and sometimes we have slight debates about the fact that I don't want to fly with the children, and she concurs, but then she says, but I still want to travel. We never go anywhere. And I said, here, watch this. What would happen if they tried to do this to one of our children, our three-year-old, our six-year-old daughters, our eight-year-old son? And she said, that's right, we better not fly. I have had TSA security try to do this to me one time, and I got very angry and told them no way. And in that case, they left me alone. Other people, they will tell them, leave the airport then, and they then trigger a law, a federal regulation, and charge you with an $11,000 fine. Kind of like public schools say, oh, you won't take the vaccines? We're going to kick you out. And then we're going to charge you with truancy for not being in school. There's no law to take vaccines, but they all do it through deceptive criminal manipulation. So you won't let us stick our hands down your pants or fondle your one-year-old or your six-year-old? Get out of here. We're your master. And then you leave, and then they charge you later. This is how the criminal mind works. Goons. Not even trained, not sworn peace officers. A sworn peace officer can't do this type of stuff. We've had district attorneys on to break that down. This is criminal. But the feds don't care, and they don't care how angry you get. They don't care if this hurts the airlines. This is about breaking your will. And all over the country, the federal government is lobbying and promising billions of dollars per major state, hundreds of millions for smaller states. They're promising Texas several billion dollars in highway funds. Just like they say, the feds say what the speed limit is, and if the state doesn't agree, you don't get the money. They're saying Texas had better pass warrantless checkpoints or you won't get your money. And here's the headline, Texas could get sobriety checkpoints. That's always the excuse. It's always about stopping drunk drivers. But then in 800-plus cities, illegal aliens can be pulled over drunk with no insurance, no driver's license. They're let go on record. Wachovia and Wells Fargo can launder $376 billion in drug money and run the drug aircraft, lease the drug aircraft. Nobody gets in trouble. Foreign banks can rob tens of trillions of dollars from us. DynCorp Halliburton can run giant child kidnapping rings. It can come out in Congress. No one gets in trouble. But then the citizens have the book literally dropped on us. And we have the biggest prison population in the world. And now, since it came out yesterday in the Chicago Tribune, that multiple school districts in Chicago do not allow parents to pack any lunch. Not bananas, not grapes, not spinach, nothing. Because you can't be trusted. They actually said parents can't be trusted. So they're going to put their hands down your children's pants. They're not going to let you pack their lunch. You are a prisoner. You're here to biologically supply them a new slave who will promptly be trained how to submit to slavery. This is slavery induction. We're going to get into the latest Fukushima. It's huge. The economy, it's all coming up. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it is Tuesday. It is the 12th day of April 2011. And coming up in the last 40 minutes of the next hour, Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, will be joining us to discuss Fukushima. They are now telling the world what we knew more than 3 weeks ago and what we broke down here more than 3 weeks ago, just a week or so into the disaster, that this is as bad as Chernobyl, or many times worse, as Dr. Christopher Busby has stated, one of the leading radiation crises researchers in Europe. He'll also be joining us coming up for 30 minutes in the third hour today. I hate to be right, but governments always tend to act the same. They engage in deception. They engage in manipulation. And here's the big news flash. All over the United States, in milk, in water supplies, now they're picking up higher and higher levels of radiation. And as you know, the EPA's response to this is to say, let us not eat cake, let us drink and eat radiation. They're just raising the levels that they say are safe. This is because a criminal culture of denial has seeped into every level of government in this country. And we're going to be going over all of that today. In fact, here is just some of those headlines, but we'll get into it in great detail with Dr. Bob Bowman and Dr. Christopher Busby. Christopher Busby, of course, is a chemical physicist. Dr. Bob Bowman has 3 degrees in nuclear physics and aeronautics as the former head of the Star Wars weapons system program. Going through some of these headlines, Fukushima introduces deadly strontium into the environment. Japan ups nuke crisis severity to match Chernobyl as a number 7. Nuclear crises are listed from a 1 to a 7, 7 being the worst known crises. Again, here's CNBC. Japan raises nuclear crisis to the same level as Chernobyl. Here's another story out of Reuters. Slight amounts of strontium found near crippled Japan nuclear power plant. Here's another headline. TEPCO wary of Fukushima radiation leak exceeding Chernobyl. And they're back with more lies, saying, well, it's listed as bad as Chernobyl, but we've only released 10% as much as Chernobyl. And then they go on to say, we had containment facilities around these reactors. Ladies and gentlemen, you saw the outer containment shells blow sky high in reactor 1 and 3. The others extremely damaged as well, with explosions and fires and ongoing smoking and off and on evacuations and more earthquakes hitting yesterday. And the New York Times confirming from Japanese government documents, hundreds of thousands of the 600,000 plus fuel rods, spent fuel rods stored on top of the reactors, spewed as far away as a mile. I mean, we could see them being ejected when reactor 3 blew up with that mushroom cloud 3,000 feet in the air. And I said, those look like fuel rods. And I had nuclear experts on and said, yes, those appear to be fuel rods. And the Japanese government responded by burying them on the spot wherever they found them with dirt. Forgot to turn my cell phone off. Will you guys kill that? Sorry, I normally have the phone off, but it's going off on me in here. So continuing with this information, here's another headline from Natural News, and then they have links to the government's own reporting systems. Fukushima radiation taints U.S. milk supplies at levels 300% higher than EPA maximums. But the issue here is, depending on what type of radioactive isotope, they've raised the different isotopes from 1,000 times safe levels to 24,000 plus times, almost 25,000 times safe levels. And so their response is to simply raise the levels. And of course, it's come out now in ABC News, as a listener pointed out yesterday, and we pulled it up. In fact, will you guys print me that ABC News article? You just search the term semi-valley meltdown, and you'll get ABC News. They've just now decided to tell us that there was a reactor, the first power reactor in the U.S. in the early 1950s that completely melted down, and they kept it secret from the public and radiated that area. Here are the numbers from the state governments collated by Natural News. Again, this is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Ethan A. Huff. This is the numbers. Los Angeles, California has highly elevated levels of different radioactive isotopes, iodine-131, cesium-134, cesium-137. And it gives you the numbers. Los Angeles, California, 0.39, and then it gives the different isotopes that have been found. Philadelphia, Baxter, Pennsylvania, 0.46 of cesium. Philadelphia, Belmont, Pennsylvania, 1.3 of cesium. People keep sending me emails saying it's cesium. There's cesium and cesium, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing, Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Niagara Falls, New York, Denver, Colorado, Detroit, Michigan, East Liverpool, Ohio, Trenton, New Jersey, Painesville, Ohio, Columbia, Pennsylvania, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and it just goes through all these levels. Richmond, Washington, Boise, Idaho, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Cincinnati, Ohio, Watertown, New Jersey, Helena, Montana, and these are coming out of state agencies and being collated. The feds are not releasing numbers. They're not testing. And the mainstream media is basically playing along with all of this to not report on what's going on. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today as well. And here is the ABC News headline. Decades later, Simi Valley nuclear meltdown still impacts lives. This is out of KABC there in Southern California. In 1959, a 2,900-acre California plant suffered a massive nuclear meltdown. It remains the worst in U.S. history for the radiation that was released. The accident at Santa Susana Field Laboratory, or Rocketdyne as it was known previously, left large rates of toxic contamination, radiation, and chemicals in Simi Valley and Los Angeles County neighborhoods. And then it just goes in to break down how for decades they kept it secret from the public. So it's standard default position. When there's an emergency, when there's a crisis, that the system cannot and will not help you, and they will lie to you, and then they will do everything they can to make sure that you don't learn about the crises so that you can avert the danger yourself, because they don't want any liabilities. They want to continue to build these dangerous reactors. They want to continue to mine phosphate for fertilizer production and take the byproduct, a toxic mix of sodium fluoride, arsenic, lead, mercury, uranium, and other radioactive isotopes, and dump it in your water. And then when the state agencies test the water in Texas and Alabama and other states and say, well, we've got 10 to 100 times safe levels of radioactive isotopes in the drinking water added to it, the feds' answer is cover it up. And that, of course, I've been talking a lot about the last 3 months since that came out. We talked about them mining the phosphate that had radioactive isotopes previously and gone over those documents. But now it's clear that they're covering it up and continuing, because the policy is to add these radioactive isotopes not only to the water, because it creates massive cancers and massive infertility. And I saw another headline yesterday with government numbers. The sperm count is accelerating its drop from 87 to now close to 90%. And if this continues, it's estimated that almost all males will be completely sterile by 2025 in the United States, in Europe, in England. Globalist mission complete. And this is not an issue. Oh, no, they've got to have surveillance blimps and surveillance aircraft and the cops training your kids how to be spies and roadside checkpoints to, quote, stop drunk drivers, really train you to accept checkpoints. The TSA's got to stick their hands down your pants because Yeah, you've got a lesser chance of a terrorist killing you than being than dying from a bee sting, from a allergic response. You got a better chance from dying from peanut allergies than being killed by terrorists. Those reports have been written. Those numbers have been documented. They don't care. It's all about, but isn't a scary man with a beard, isn't it fun to get scared and then beg the government to have men in black uniforms come take care of you? Isn't it fun to have all these cameras surveilling you and controlling you? So that's just some of the news and reports that we have on that front. Also in the economy, you know, over the weekend, George Soros told Bloomberg, and we played the clip yesterday, that the dollar is already not the world reserve currency and is being phased out, and that that was the consensus developed by the private and government banker heads at the Bretton Woods meeting in New Hampshire over the weekend. And he's continued by telling the news that the country could actually absorb more debt. Well of course, he gets the free insider trading fiat instruments for nothing, and then he induces government minions to go deeper into debt to his system and his coterie system, and he gets the world for free. So of course you can absorb more debt. And Ron Paul has come out and pointed out that of the 37 to 40 billion that was cut, those were cuts that had already been agreed on last year, and that most of it was just leftover money and things from highway projects, and that nothing's being changed. They're just manipulating the numbers because that's what the Republican and Democratic leadership want. They're not screwing up. They want you to drink uranium. They want you to be bankrupt. They want to bankrupt the country.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
During the break, Jaron was asking, hey, have any of the Fukushima 50 gotten sick? And I said, search it. And there is the Daily Mail out of England with the headline, three of Fukushima 50 rushed to hospital with radiation poisoning as panicked Tokyo residents clear shop shelves of bottled water. That was from a couple weeks ago on March 24th. And, of course, the director of the plant has been in and out of the hospital, but they won't ever really say why. Undoubtedly, Japan admittedly has engaged in a cover-up. The governor of that state, the prefecture of Fukushima, has said there's been a cover-up. And we've been trying to translate and go over the local Japanese news, and there have been some reports of people with red faces and vomiting. But when you've got the Japanese government covering up, when you've got our government raising safe radiation levels, this is a big, big deal. And it shows how these bureaucrats think we're stupid, that they can just raise safe radiation levels, and then it's out of sight, out of mind. And, oh, it is as bad as what happened at Chernobyl, but it's not as bad as what happened at Chernobyl. All right, that said, I want to get into the TSA. If you go up to Infowars.com, we posted this yesterday afternoon, and then the Drudge Report picked it up today. Six-year-old girl groped, then drug tested by TSA. And Drudge has the big headline linked in red, with the headline that the TSA is still groping children. And I'm not going to play the video here. Quite frankly, I've watched it two or three times. It's very painful to watch. If you want to go see the video, it's at Infowars.com. And this is the face of what America has turned into. The incredibly over-the-top behavior of newborn babies, two-year-old boys, six-year-old girls, being pulled out. And I witnessed this when I was in San Jose back late last year, flying back from Santa Cruz where I gave a speech. I also went out there to be part of the History Channel's show on Bohemian Grove, killed two birds with one stone. And I noticed that it was only women and children they were searching and putting through scanners. And they'd put them through scanners, and then they'd grope them. And I've noticed this when I fly other places, They like to target groups that won't resist, that won't talk back. And, of course, the low-level bureaucrats, the minimum wage goons, violating people, inducting them into slavery, they don't understand what they're doing. They believe it's really to stop terrorists, most of them. Others are perverts and control freaks. There's been evidence by how many TSA workers have been arrested for pedophilia, trying to rape women, going crazy, declaring themselves God, and stripping down naked and running around. I mean, you know, I mean, they take people that couldn't keep a job at McDonald's and teach them that there's terrorists around every corner, and then they tell them, search all the women, search the little children, because they will submit, and we're here to break their will. And that's basically what's going on, and they intend to just continue to throw this in our face till we become acclimated. I remember 10 years ago, there was a article out of one of the Chicago papers, and then following it, I found the minutes of a big symposium they were having in Chicago of the RFID manufacturers of the world, the radio frequency identification devices. And at this big event, this conference, or more than a conference, it was a convention. At the convention, there were the minutes of the head of it, and they said, our studies show that 87% of Americans are extremely upset about RFID. But our studies also show that if we just force it in, and that if we do it in a unified way, they will finally break and submit to it and then accept it. And that's the mindset. And I was flying to New York to be on The View and some other TV stations a few months ago. They flew me up there in first class because it was on their dime. I demanded it. ABC's The View. And I was sitting next to a banker, a head banker of a major U.S. bank. And he figured out who I was. We were having a polite argument for the 2.5 hour flight. And he just looked at me and he said, Alex, people just muddle through things. People just put up with things. And that's why you're not going to have a big resistance in this country. So their attitude is, hey, we're going to pull your six-year-old out of line. We're going to sit there and stick our hands down their pants. We're going to grab their crotch. We're going to do it to your wife, and we're going to do it to you. And we're going to put you in a radiation baker. Now, here's the big issue. If they've already gotten to this point, what comes next? Let me tell you what's coming next on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Got a lot of other important news coming up as well.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you think.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying the way they've always done before.
So our will is being broken. Our police are being federalized. The TSA is now making good on their promise to expand checkpoints on the highways, bus stations, train stations of the country. Public schools all over the country, not just in Chicago, are banning parents packing their children's lunches because they can't be trusted. And the state is saying, your children belong to us. The Supreme Court has ruled that prosecutors can withhold evidence, knowing you're innocent, and frame you and send you to even death row to be executed. And the list goes on and on. So what comes next if they're already putting you through naked body scanners and then adding the pat-downs on top of it? They're building an army of people that think this is normal. They're training the general population that it's normal. And what comes next? Well, Bill Clinton signed an executive order that I cover in my film, America Destroyed by Design, that I made in 1997. They put it on the books, never implemented it, to start urine, blood, or other tissue sample testing when you get a driver's license. Last year, we saw an article out of the Washington Post about how great it is that they're going to start HIV testing when you get your driver's license in the District of Columbia. They're passing through Agenda 21. Even if Congress doesn't pass the law, the feds, with their unfunded mandates, come in and basically force the states, not just here but all over the world, with the continuity of agenda to start international regulations on zoning of homes, on building of a new barn, on what type of crops you can grow. They're now saying that farmers can put off no dust when they till the soil, but then the big agribusiness, they get waivers for it. All over the country, they're moving to make you get a license to have a garden in your own backyard in California and areas of Oklahoma. Classical slavery. You don't pack your child a lunch. We're allowed to frame you. Even if we get caught, we don't get in trouble. You've got to get a permit to have a garden. You can't give your neighbor milk you got from your own cow. This is the control grid. And then I have this article out today from Post Media. UN document would give Mother Earth same rights as humans. Now, you see, cockroaches, there are more cockroaches than there are humans. There are more insects than there are humans. There are more plants than there are humans. And see, they don't get to vote themselves, but the UN will vote for them. Oh, you still get your rights, but they're trumped if the carbon dioxide coming out of a coal plant, if we say it's toxic waste, now we're going to put a tax on it paid directly to the private banks and people like George Soros. Bolivia will this month table a draft of United Nations treaty giving Mother Earth the same rights as humans, having just passed a domestic law that does the same for bugs, trees, and all other natural things in the South American country. But don't worry, you can pay taxes to still be able to chop down those crops and bring them to market. But those food plants do have rights, and so do the insects. The bid aims to have the UN recognize the Earth as a living entity that humans have sought to dominate and exploit to the point that the well-being and existence of many beings in it is now threatened. And they can argue the Earth's got some problems, even though it was born out of fire and is very resilient, but they're not stopping genetically engineered crops that change the entire biosphere. No, that's racing forward. They're not stopping chimera cross-species mammals being mixed with plants and insects. They're not stopping cows that produce human milk that are part human. They're not stopping spiders and goats that have been mixed together with spider goats to create body armor in their milk. They're not stopping all the superconducting supercolliders engaged in very dangerous experiments that they admit could damage or even destroy the planet. I mean, they developed the atomic theory 111 years ago. What do you think they have now? None of this has anything to do with protecting the planet. Just like pulling a six-year-old over who's wearing a tight shirt and little pants, clearly doesn't have a bomb or drugs, and the TSA woman for several minutes squeezes her arm, squeezes her leg, sticks her hands between her legs, squeezes her, goes in her pants. You can watch the video at Infowars.com. Six-year-old girl groped, then drug tested by TSA. And then the woman says, okay, now I'm going to lead you over here. It's time for the drug test. And you hear the little girl saying, I don't want to do this. And you hear some other children watching who were waiting. Because, again, from what I've witnessed, it's mainly women and children they do this to. Women and children first into the inferno of tyranny. And you hear children saying, I don't want them to do that to my clothes. I don't know. No. I mean, imagine sometimes you'll see a little cousin or something you haven't seen in a month, and you'll run over when they're two or three and say, give me a hug, and they're shy. I've even, with my son and two daughters, they would go through brief periods, generally when they were about 2 years old, that I'd been gone all day. And sometimes I'd say, give me a hug, give me a kiss. And they'd say, Mommy, no, and be shy. Or my parents would come over, who they see every week, and they would, you know, run and hug Mommy. I mean, that's just how children are, even with their own parents sometimes. But now, in a big airport with all these adults around, all these people looking, and lights and big machines and people in authoritative uniforms with their obese pot bellies hanging over, taking your child, and parents sometimes have said, no, don't do that, and they'll shove the parents back and get back. We've got a bunch of the newscasts posted under this new video where that's happened, and the child will start crying, and they'll rip the shirt off, or a woman, they'll pull her blouse off in Amarillo, and she'll start crying, and then the men come over and say, man, you've got really nice breasts, so she won a lawsuit. I mean, they just think everything is their authority. They think they're God, just strutting around in a government bureaucrat riot, an orgy of oppression against us. And they just continue it and continue it and continue it and continue it against us, and they're not going to stop until we say no. If they get away with this, the sky is the limit. And they've basically already reached the sky. They've already gone past with social engineering what any other government's ever done. I talk a lot about this because it's such a big deal. But every month or so, I see articles, and it's always an unannounced school safety drill angered parents and children. The elementary students were taken into the parking lot and then told that terrorists who were against public schools were attacking. Police dressed as part of the federally funded drill in camouflage began to scream, "We're going to kill you because we don't like public school students." Associated Press, Michigan, did it all over the state. And then the police are on there going, now, wait a minute. We got a federal grant, and the federal grant says this is how we do it. What, Alabama 2 weeks ago? Unannounced drill, telling the kids they're going to kill them, and that they were adults, i.e. parents, against illegal immigration. And so the idea is, oh, a pro-gun group attacked the school today. A pro-sovereignty group attacked the school today. A pro-homeschooling group attacked the school. And I've had the teachers on with their lawyers where they come out to the portable building, men in uniforms or camo, and take them out in the woods and say, now we're going to execute you. And the people all have nervous breakdowns. The kids have nightmares. But most of the parents don't want to accuse the authority figures of engaging in a mass re-education camp brainwashing situation. So they twist it and say, those dirty homeschoolers, we had to do it because the homeschoolers want to blow the school up. And sometimes they, again, roll in a bus or a car, and they set it on fire, and it blows up in front of everyone. This is on the news. They even blow a car up in front of the little kids. In fact, when I asked you to search that yesterday, I know I keep going back to this. Did you find the article where they make them, the school wanted to be more realistic, so while the masked gunman went through the school for 8 hours, being played by the local police, the children were not allowed to eat lunch and had to use the bathroom in trash cans. And then the school principal was on the news going, we wanted this to be as realistic as possible during a true lockdown. We understand this can be seen as traumatic, but it's for your safety, and anything for safety. That case was about 5 years ago. I played that newscast over and over again on air. Do we ever find that during drill, children made to use the bathroom in buckets or trash cans? Well, that was one thing we couldn't find. Well, we'll keep looking for that because I remember that happening. So all of this is going on. I mean, we're in a hardcore revolution against liberty. There's a hardcore overturning of the existing order of personal space, liberty, innocent until proven guilty. And on top of it all, I read the quotes out of the Chicago Tribune yesterday where the principal and the school spokesperson for the different Chicago school districts that are doing this saying, well, the school makes better choices. The school has better food. And we're sorry. Parents cannot be trusted to make the school lunches. I mean, the message is we own your children. And while they're in these public schools, I mean, look, if you want an example of how deceptive government is, just at the grassroots level, it's default training with the school nurse and with the assistant principal and the principal. And countless parents have called me and emailed me and said exactly what you said happened because I've experienced it over the years doing research and talking to families. They have the waiver form that's a waiver for something that isn't even a law. By color of law, they say your child hadn't been vaccinated, we're going to kick him out of school, and then once we kick him out, we're going to charge him with truancy, which itself is a fraud. There's no law to take the vaccine. Then when they kick you out of school, you're not supposed to be charged with truancy because under the laws of the 50 states, they're universal, that's not truancy if you're kicked out. But they don't care. They've still got juvenile courts that will haul you in there. The parents have no knowledge of the law, and they will put you in juvenile hall, which will then be good criminal training for you and hopefully ruin your life. They love that and create more criminals by throwing your 12-year-old in with, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-olds. So it's this path into the prisons. The schools are designed to brainwash you, make you subservient, mainline a lot of people to go into prison. And so the parents go in and say, well, I don't have to vaccinate. There's no law. And they say, what are you talking about, Mrs. Johnson? Yes, it's the law. You're going to be suspended. And you say, I know you have that waiver form in that file cabinet. What, right there behind you? And they'll say, oh, you mean the waiver form. Yes, I forgot. These are hardcore anti-American brainwashed Nazi scum. They're lying to you and telling, that's not harsh terms for that. They're there lying to you, sending letters home, calling you, saying Junior is going to be thrown out, little Betty is going to be thrown out of school unless she takes this vaccine, unless he takes it. And they've got new ones they're trying to mandate every year, and the big pharma comes in and just finances the state governors to then put it on the list of mandatory vaccines. That means mandatory on their recommended list. Then they color of law engage in fraud. This is a government that doesn't just put sodium fluoride in your water, knowing it gives a sevenfold increase in bone cancer for men, threefold increase for women. This is a government that knowingly mines phosphate with radioactive isotopes at high levels and puts it in your water to give you cancer and sterilize you. Just like the federal government's been caught all over the world shooting people up with live syphilis, telling them it's a vaccine program. They love to target children. They love to murder children. They want to murder you and your family. Now, the mindless nurse or the mindless principal is just a bootlicking follower that does whatever they're told, and the teacher that doesn't do whatever they're told, they never become any type of administrator. The teacher that wants to teach and is a good, smart person, they stay low level and are basically harassed by the throng of communistic, brainwashed compliers. And the, I mean, why do you think the principals are getting paid $200,000-$300,000 a year? Why do you think school administrators, head of the school district, the superintendents in some cases are paid $500,000, $600,000, $700,000. I've seen cases $800,000. They're paid $800,000 because it feels good to go play golf at 3 o'clock. It feels good to live in a big mansion. It feels good to just be a yes man who doesn't even think about it and trains everybody how to lie and trains everybody how to get all the kids shot up. Remember what happened during the swine flu situation in 2009? We first started getting reports from listeners. It's like we got reports 8-9 months ago. They were sticking their hands down people's pants and people couldn't believe it until it happened to one of my employees. Then reporters started coming out from TV, radio, print saying it happened to me. Then TSA admitted they were doing it. First, they just lied and said they weren't, even though it was the policy. Again, a policy of deception. I just digressed off into TSA. What was the point I was talking about right before that? Yeah, well, I mean, I was giving one example how there's universal lying, and then I went back into TSA, and then I was going to go back and show the culture of lying in another area. Oh, the swine flu. So just like we got reports months and months before it was confirmed from listeners that they were sticking hands down pants universally, for those pulled aside for the expanded pat-downs that TSA admits is going to go to everyone soon. Just like, quote, everyone will be body scanned, as they told the Chicago Tribune again last year. It's a training process. It was the same thing. We got all these calls saying, listen, they shot my 6-year-old up with the swine flu and didn't even tell me. And then it showed up in Houston, and then it showed up in Georgia, and then it showed up in California. Unified fraud, where they would take your child in, even if you'd given them letters and orders not to vaccinate them, and they would shoot your child up with the dangerous H1N1 that increased Guillain-Barré, all sorts of neurological disorders, all sorts of problems on record. And every time they got caught, they said, gee, we're real sorry. We didn't look at the paperwork correctly. We didn't look at the paperwork correctly. We are so sorry that this happened. We just have to sit here and just shake our heads. We are so upset that we accidentally vaccinated your child. It was all a big accident. This is a government that has gone through the 310 million population and given people petty jobs in the system. And if they follow orders, and if they're stupid, and if they'll lie, and if they'll follow whatever they're told, they move up. Why, they can move up to U.S. Senator. They can move up to President. They can move up to CEO if you'll play ball. And that's why the elite themselves are so delusional about things. Oh, we got rising radiation? Just raise the safe level. Oh, just tell parents they can't pack their kids' lunches anymore because we don't trust them. Oh, a warrantless checkpoints and Fourth Amendment? We don't need any stinking Fourth Amendment.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
The government is too big. It's out of control. It's controlled by corrupt offshore corporations and banks who have openly stated they not only want to turn us into domesticated, dumbed-down slaves. That's only a means to an end to forcibly reduce world population. Japan only has 1.2 children for every two adults. They're dying. Italy has 1.2 children. England, 1.4. The United States is dying, except for the giant immigrant population coming in. The globalists are carrying out their program, and they are now moving against the third world as well. And people better wake up and realize this is not my opinion. And I want to tell the cops and the bureaucrats and the people out there, the corporate minions, the people that make up this power structure, you have been actuaried, you have been assessed, you've been compartmentalized, you've been psychologically typed. You are being basically maneuvered and put in by the engineers where they want you. You are under attack. You got that, cop? I mean, if you smart mouth them in any way, you're lucky if you don't go to the hospital. But then the government can put poisoning you and your children's water, and you love it because you're trained to accept the big boss is hurting you. You're trained to feel powerless. You are on the same side as the American people, whether you know it or not. To these TSA workers, well, we know most TSA workers only work there for about a year. They call them in. They say, do you have a problem with the radiation machines? Do you have a problem sticking your hands down people's pants? If you say yes, they pink slip you next pay period. And so they're creating a group of TSA people that will do anything. And when the TSA people try to say, no, we don't want to do this, they're fired. And so they end up only with either total idiots who don't understand what they're doing or very sadistic control freaks who like a job, grabbing Jesse Ventura's genitals, grabbing Ron Paul's crotch, sticking their hands down people's pants, doing this to little children. I mean, this is incredible. And it's about getting rid of our modesty, getting rid of our humanity. Well, I think the military all over the world, not just here, is trying for the last few decades to make men and women bunk together. Men and women use the same bathrooms. So you're in there in the head, sitting on the toilet right next to a woman. You're in the shower with women. They're trying to get rid of our basic humanity. They're trying to totally re-engineer us and break down the natural order so that we can be socially engineered. And they write countless textbooks and white papers for more than 150 years out of England about this social engineering to end the family as we know it. And now all over the country, they're saying, we're not going to allow homeschooling. We say so. Your child belongs to us. We're not going to allow you to pack your child a lunch, period. We're going to train your child to report on you in English class on federally funded computers that are being downloaded about what goes on in your home life. I was sent 13 years ago, and it's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, the internal documents out of major cities around the country Kentucky, and others, where the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, has six-month law enforcement classes in intermediate school, sixth, seventh grade. That's their favorite time. And we got the curricula. It's all over the country. And it's what's mommy and daddy doing? Guns are bad. And they've got a local sheriff or cop who's a federal deputy in there. And it says the officer will have access to the children during recess time and lunch. And they're in there taking your kids away from you. Look at Explorer Scouts, New York Times, trained to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans. Those 14-year-olds, that was 4 years ago, they're now 18. They're ready to kill.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two, Dr. Bob Bowman, 3 degrees in nuclear physics, will be joining us to cover the incredible developments of the admission that now the Fukushima disaster is as bad as Chernobyl. He had an expert guest on 3 weeks ago breaking that down like Dr. Busby. He'll be joining us for 30 minutes in the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up for the next 20 minutes, but humor me. We don't normally screen calls, but you have to self-screen yourself. I only want to get your take on Chicago school districts and other school districts saying no sack lunches allowed. No sack lunches allowed. Your parents cannot be trusted to pack your lunches. They actually say that in the newspaper. They actually say the school basically owns your children. And on top of that, this new TSA video of a six-year-old and other scared children saying, Mommy, I don't want them to touch me. You can hear that in the background with other kids getting real scared. It's so painful to watch. And they're just shutting down our transportation. I want to get your view on this new video. And then they say, now, little girl, I'm going to lead you away for the drug test. And again, the TSA are experimental brainwashing centers now rolling out on the streets. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Then we're going to have open phones specifically on the radiation in the U.S., the radiation from Fukushima, the ongoing cover-up that they're now having to admit they were involved in a cover-up. That's coming up with Dr. Bob Bowman. And then, of course, Dr. Christopher Busby. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But I specifically want your take on what's happening with our school children. The public school system was developed and set up in Europe, in the United States, with the express view, and we've covered this ad nauseum with the former head of policy, Department of Education, and her book that has all their internal documents. It's designed to make the children unthinking, regurgitating creatures who are basically spies of the state, just like what China does. And it's to destroy intelligence and to destroy creativity and curiosity. And that's why the numbers go down, down, down. You know, when the bankers bankrupt the economy and they make record bonuses and consolidate power, it's going well. They're not failing. That's their plan. When they bankrupt the system, they want us to be servile. When the cancer rates go up and the fertility level drops, that's why they put the radioactive isotopes in the drinking water. And you're so brain damaged and I'm so brain damaged, we can't even get upset about it now. Cops listening right now are like, well, at least I got a uniform and I'm on a power trip. I don't care if they're killing me. You know, this Alex Jones is a kook. Yeah, you won't even look up the fact that I lay out all the documents. You're on a power trip, just like some low-level bureaucrat. You ever seen a McDonald's manager or somebody on a power trip with their employees? It's the same thing. The system can find mindless control freaks. And if you're a good cop or a good teacher, well, you just don't get advanced. This is a very dangerous system. So when we come back, I'm going to take calls on the situation with the schools and the grope downs that are going on at the airports. And I want to hear from you on all of those fronts. I also just want to remind listeners that this transmission is listener supported by supporting our local sponsors on local AM and FMs, by sponsoring our local AM and FMs, by supporting the national sponsors, by supporting the online video bookstore shopping cart, by purchasing t-shirts, books, videos. You not only meet like-minded people with the t-shirts and ball caps, but with the films, you raise your awareness. With the books, you raise your awareness. Knowledge is power. then you can give the books to people. You can make copies of my films, air them on Access TV. I want you to. It's having a huge effect. But remember that our success is governed by you spreading the word about the broadcast, by you getting the books, the videos, the T-shirts, because that financially supports us and what we're doing. And we have a special when you get Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, with Jesse Ventura, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. You can get one of my films, a $19.95 value, absolutely free when you get the two books together, and they're both discounted as well. So Infowars.com. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv to see the live video streams, the archives of all the past shows, the higher quality podcast, and the video archive of this show daily. PrisonPlanet.tv. Justin, Jordan, Sean, and others, you're 3 minutes away. Stay with us.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, former head of the Star Wars program, is going to join us to cover the incredible developments. They're now admitting what we told you 3 weeks ago, Fukushima, as bad as Chernobyl. Dr. Busby is going to be joining us. He said 3 weeks ago it was worse in Chernobyl, then the ongoing cover-up and increased radiation levels here in the U.S. with the feds raising the safe level of radiation in a statistical clear manipulation, part of this culture of lies. But I want to take a round of calls right now, and I want to get to everybody, so let's be quick because I want to hear from everyone about the fact that once we learned this was happening in Chicago, we did some searches and found out in other parts of the country, they send letters home with the parents saying what you're allowed to put in their lunch. You know, you will put a fruit, you will put a vegetable, you will put this type of sandwich in. And now other school districts are just saying no lunches allowed, period. You must buy it from the company store, from the government. Many schools, you got a thumbprint biometrically. I mean, just total control. We now also have a new TSA video of a six-year-old girl and other children begging to not be searched in the background, saying, I'm scared, I don't want to be searched. And then they say, come with me, little girl, after sticking their hand down her pants and groping her all over between her legs. They lead her over for a, quote, drug test. She's wearing a little tight shirt and a little pants, six-year-old, clearly nothing hidden. Guilty until proven innocent, being trained how to be a slave. We're taking calls on this incredible conditioning that's going on and how these children and adults are being inducted into total slavery. Drudge headline, TSA still groping children. Again, we posted the article yesterday. Drudge is carrying it today. So glad Drudge is in the fight against these monsters. Justin in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to point out that you guys have mentioned this before, but the inevitability of gradualism. I mean, they just pick away and pick away. And I mean, I noticed last year I went to a Christmas function at my son's school here in Missouri, and they wouldn't mention the word Christmas. It was a holiday festive event.
No, they're taking our words away. They're telling people they can get in trouble for what they say. They're totally rewriting our culture.
And it's just to me, it's just another illustration of how asleep Americans still are. I mean, they're coming right into your home, right into your family now, and I just don't know what it's going to do.
The Houston police chief has proposed again cameras in citizens' homes in England.
Oh.
with 24,000 or 22,000 families, when a new baby's born, they put cameras in the house preemptively and then take them away if you do anything wrong.
And I hear a lot of people, when you talk about this, you just brought this to my mind about the camera thing. It's a little off subject, but I happen to work for a repossession company. And I drive a car around that has digital recognition software and cameras on it. And so people laugh all the time when you talk about that, but it does exist.
Yeah, so you have the software package that's been out for about 15 years that's hooked into most of the highway cameras, but the slaves aren't told, that picks up license plates. That way you can go around looking for cars that are on the list.
530 miles an hour, that's right. It'll pick them up, boop, 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 boop. And it's just, you know. But don't people just don't need to believe that this is only for that? I mean, they have it for facial recognition. They have it for everything you can think of.
They now have an iPhone app that you can just walk around on the street videoing people, and it'll pop up their names and who they are.
Yeah. You were talking about that with the tattoo guy. I think it was last week.
Yeah, that's just a tattoo. Before. Now they have apps that actually scan faces. But the question is, where'd they get the database? The database is from the DMV. It's self-federalized.
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing. Even if you're not up for repossession, 6 months from now you are. Well, I've already got hits on where you are. you know, from my historical hits.
And it builds a database. Tell folks, how much did that software camera package cost?
It's around $14,500 in total with the server and the cameras.
Yeah, that's what I saw. About 10 years ago, it was over $100,000. Then it was $20,000. Last number I saw was about $15,000 for the package. I can buy the package.
Yeah, anybody can. Anybody can. And then, you know, but like I said, that's not really, what I do with it isn't really, you know, going to cause any trouble. But the point is the software can be used for other things.
Well, let me expand on that. I've got a friend who's out of the system, is a Christian, believes it's the whole mark of the beast, and it clearly is. Even if you don't believe in the devil, it might as well be the devil running it. That's the intent. It's pure evil. He got sick of it, and he got sick of the fact that the illegal aliens, the APD, have these cars. They don't really tell the slaves that, but a lot of their cars have it now. He just slapped Mexican plates on, and he's like God now. Doesn't get pulled over. Gets totally left alone, and they literally just fall down and worship him because he's got Mexican plates.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's because you can't buck the system, and that's not what they want it used for. They want it used for us.
Well, exactly. I mean, you get your car stolen, the cops won't even come out. And I've seen these cop shows where they're driving around with it. Oh, that's a stolen car. That's a stolen car. And they let the violent offenders go, but then keep the nonviolent. Justin, great point. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. It's just beyond insane. They're paying thousands of Austinites to have a satellite tracker box in their car. The feds are, just where I live. It's all over the country. And they get an insurance discount, and the feds pay them, I think it's $600 a year, last time I saw the numbers, to put the satellite tracker in. And the Department of Transportation admits that they plan to have this in all cars soon. And you tell a yuppie this, and they just laugh at you. Hey, there's uranium in your tap water. They add it. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, those cameras are face scanning you. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, they put steroids in vaccines. Ha, 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 ha. They got ground troops getting ready to go into Libya. let's talk to Jordan in Texas. Jordan, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? It's good to talk to you finally. I was going to say you brought up the whole homeschooling thing, and of course, it just hit me. You know, I was homeschooled, and I went to public school up to about sixth grade, and you know, I'm not ashamed to admit that I didn't graduate high school, but none of my friends that did graduate high school, and some of them which are in the military, know nothing about Hitler, concentration camps, Constitution, JFK, none of it. And they're all like 20, 21, 23, none of them. And, of course, I'm, you know, last grade I was in was, I'm, you know, about 6th or 7th, and yet I know plenty of about it. So it just shows you where our country's going when our military doesn't even teach the men about the Constitution, because my friends don't even know anything about that.
Well, anyone that puts their child in public school needs to have their head examined. And I understand the way the economy is, and they already take your property tax to pay for it. A lot of people don't have the money to put them in private school or homeschool them. But, I mean, I can't believe that I was in public school. I mean, it was fighting, sex, total peer pressure. It was hellish. I mean, I was having a good time. But in hindsight, I mean, all that TV culture, all that corruption, it is just there in those schools. And you learn how to love Nike tennis shoes and how to try to dress cool. And everybody's trying to compete with each other to be more adult. And you don't get your parents' values. You get the system's values. And look at America falling apart.
Well, that's all they care about. They care about what you look like, if you've got tattoos or what your color your hair is. They care more about that than what you're learning. And they don't teach you anything anyway. My friends don't know anything. And yet, of course, like I said, nothing about the Constitution, nothing about history, and it really just upsets me and, frankly, just pisses me off.
Well, Jordan, I appreciate your call, but, you know, statistically, almost every international spelling bee champion, geography bee champion, they're always homeschoolers. And big Fortune 100 headhunt homeschoolers because they can think on their own, and they hire them and put them through college. So the system knows what they're doing. Sean in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Alex, you know, you were talking about the police state and being guilty until proven innocent. I'm out here in Suffolk County in New York, and we're seeing a record number of parents committing suicide, murder suicides, and it's based upon they're losing their children left and right. CPS, ACS, family court, they're more or less just taking their children and making them fight and try to gain it later on.
Well, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'll hear an alert on the radio locally. A child was kidnapped today. And then I'll go look up the news. They won't even tell you till the next day that it was the father and the mother, and that CPS says that they might be abusing him, and these aren't real courts. There's not due process, and the parents run, and they put it on the news. There's been a kidnapping. And then meanwhile, you're five times more likely, the Department of Justice even admits, to be abused in government hands than any other place. The government is the greater of any evil. And they've set it up where they have no liability. Remember a few years ago, I played that news clip out of Arkansas where in 1 week, two kids in one town died in foster care. And the head of foster, the head of the CPS went on the air and said, children will die. That's just the way it is. Children will die. In fact, guys, search the video on YouTube. CPS head says, children will die. And he's like, children will die. But yes, I see these reports of the suicides increasing, society falling apart as they turn the resources off, as it's impossible for people to make it. And the system just loves it. It's working well.
I definitely appreciate you taking the time to hear it. You know, the one thing that people don't realize is that all of these officials and people doing this, they all have judicial immunity and there's no accountability. So basically, you're on your own. And if you try to go get help, senators, congressmen, nobody really cares.
The Supreme Court just ruled that prosecutors are allowed to frame you, know you're innocent, and lie to put you in prison. They are openly saying, we are pure evil. We are pure evil. And now you can't make your child a lunch. You're not allowed, slave. They are destroying everything. Of course they are. I mean, they told us it's good to kill 51 million babies in America since 73. It's just the government is pure evil. And people better grow up and realize that. We're in great danger.
Well, thanks, Alex. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. And folks, this isn't just some I want to bash government. We better relearn what the Founding Fathers said. We better rediscover history and what happens to societies. Do you understand the globalists want a depression while they tell you everything's great? They want to destroy society while denying it's happening so they can continue to basically rape and rob us and get away with it. I mean, this is not a joke. They're openly merging Canada and Mexico with the U.S. right now publicly. It's in major newspapers that, we're going to have foreign troops in America to suppress Americans. Just incredible things are happening on a daily basis that are just off the charts because the average American only cares about baseball, football, getting drunk. Well, you're going to get hurt really bad. People better decide what side they're on and learn to recognize evil.
Farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. But the rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't,
okay, this is a short segment, but for the rest of the hour, Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest. After he leaves us, we'll continue with some more calls. And we have Dr. Busby joining us, a chemical physicist, one of the top advisors over in England on radiation hazards and poisoning. Dr. Busby said here over 3 weeks ago that he believed it was already worse than Chernobyl, that multiple containment facilities had been breached was the intel he had, because he has a lot of people in the International Atomic Energy Agency as contacts. And since then, that's been confirmed. The New York Times confirmed that fuel rods, when number three blew up, stored on top, were shot over a mile away. The Japanese just buried them with bulldozers. 7.5 million safe times radiation, plutonium, uranium going into the ocean, still off-gassing, more earthquakes. They say complete meltdowns could happen. One reactor's had a 70% meltdown and oozed out of a crack in the breached wall. And now the Japanese are saying this is from a scale of 1 to 7. It's a 7, as bad as it gets, on par with Chernobyl. And that's with the ongoing cover-up, with the governor of the prefecture of Fukushima saying there's a cover-up and people going to the hospital with radiation sickness. So I'm just setting the table here. We'll go through these questions with Dr. Bob Bowman. Also, the EPA is quietly raising safe radiation levels from between 1,000 to 25,000, depending on what isotope it is. And 17 states are reporting 300 times safe levels of radioactive iodine and other radioactive isotopes. So we're going to be going over all of that with Dr. Bob Bowman. Dr. Bob Bowman, of course, has the website thepatriots.us. He, of course, flew 101 combat missions in Vietnam, bombing missions. He, of course, was the former head of the Star Wars weapons program, and he has 3 degrees in nuclear physics and aeronautics. Doesn't need any real introduction past the fact that he's also awarded the Society of American Military Engineers, ROTC Medal of Merit. It just goes on and on. He, of course, has Air Medal with 5 oak leaf clusters, Meritorious Service Medal. But the big issue is that he's a nuclear physicist and headed up the secret Star Wars program. Doctor, good to have you here. I know we tried to err on the safe side a month ago, but looks like this thing is an ongoing crisis.
Yes, Alex, it's pretty much what I predicted at that time. I said that it looked like it was going to be worse than Chernobyl, and it is, and I think it has been for weeks. This level 5 for the last several weeks has been plain ridiculous.
They've been saying level 5 for 3 weeks. Now they admit a cover-up and 7.5 million normal levels. And that itself, they're reporting, is probably a cover-up. Russia Today has got detectors out there and saying they're just pegged off the chart. What does this look like to you?
Well, it looks to me like the people in a large area of Japan are in serious trouble. And the Japanese government had better admit that, warn the people, evacuate them, help them move whatever from inside their houses is not contaminated already. Clean up the people from the radiation on their skin and let them start a new life considerably west, southwest, probably, of the radiation area.
Now, what about, and I want to go over some of these numbers, 17 states are reporting, first it was 181 times safe levels in the water in Berkeley. Now they're reporting in milk 300 times, and they're listing the different isotopes, radioactive nickel, cesium, cesium. I mean, this. What do you think of the EPA saying they're going to raise what they say the safe levels are?
Well, first the question is, are these people saying it's 300 times the safe level or 300 times the normal level?
The news is saying both, so technically, fill us in.
Well, there's a huge difference because the safe level is probably 100,000 times the normal level that we're exposed to just because we're living here in the United States, where the normal level we get from all sources is about 1.5 times.
Stay there. We got a break.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, is our guest. You got interrupted by the break. Sorry about that. Reporting here from the EPA's own website, they are reporting that they are going to raise the new standards nearly 1,000-fold for exposure to strontium-90, 3,000 to 100,000-fold hike for exposure to iodine-131, and almost 25,000 rise for exposure to radioactive nickel-63. And they are reporting 300 times higher levels is all they say. They don't say normal or safe. They just say higher levels in 17 states that have done the test. And the feds aren't even releasing numbers. These are universities and state groups from Washington to California, from Pennsylvania to New York, from Alabama to Ohio. You were explaining there that the U.S. already has a certain radiation level background. Please continue.
Yeah, the background radiation in the United States is about 1.5 times the average in the rest of the world. It's twice what it is in Australia. And that radiation is about 3 millisieverts a year in the United States. Now, the threshold for known carcinogenic effects, in other words, giving you cancer, is about 100 millisieverts a year. For radiation sickness, the threshold is much higher than that. It's about 1 to 3 sieverts a year. So 1,000 to 3,000 millisieverts a year to start getting... that's in one day. So the yearly dose would have to be 360 times that. So about 1,000 sieverts a year rate is what gives you instant radiation sickness. So there's so many different thresholds, you sort of have to understand them. The bottom line is that we have to be careful here in the United States about the food supply, particularly about anything that comes from Japan. It could be in our fish. It could get into the food chain in the United States because of fallout on the grass, which is eaten by cows and other animals. That is a form of radiation that got into the food supply in Europe after Chernobyl. But, of course, those areas of Europe, Finland and whatnot, were much closer to Chernobyl than we are to Fukushima. So there'll be a lot less of that here in the United States. There will be some fallout, and there will be some people in the United States getting cancer. You won't be able to tell which cancers came from this radiation and which are from some other source, unless there's a particular kind of cancer. And unfortunately, there's not a particular kind of cancer that identifies itself and says, that's... by golly, from radioactive fallout, you can get all sorts of different cancers, including the same kind of cancers that you get from your normal exposure. And by the way, smokers get some 30,000 times as much radiation as someone who lives next door to a nuclear power plant. So
explain that, because there's isotopes in the tobacco?
There are radioactive isotopes in just about everything, including in the human body. You actually get a certain dose from sleeping next to another person. You get a small dose from eating a banana. When you add up all the normal things, including the background radiation, the radiation from the soil, from the sky, and all the rest of it, then you get your normal total background radiation, which a normal person gets, which is about 3 millisieverts per year. And so that's what's considered sort of normal. And these figures that are coming out that say 300 times normal, my guess is that they're talking about 300 times that number, which is still considerably less than a smoker gets, or and orders of magnitude too small to give anyone radiation sickness. You see, these cancers that you get can come with a fairly small dose. And the cancer rate in this country will increase imperceptibly, probably. You probably won't see it show up in the statistics, but there will probably be a few thousand unlucky people who just happen to breathe in a piece of radioactive plutonium that fell out of the jet stream, and they happen to breathe it into their lungs, and it gets stuck there, and it causes cancer.
Yeah, so to explain, you have the general background, but that's what Dr. Christopher Busby has said as well, but then there's the actual particles that just add to the overall background. But if you were to inhale one of those that's many times more radioactive than just the background, and then it sits there in your lungs, that's what's really going to get you. And we've got him coming on for 30 minutes in the next hour, Dr. Busby, who reportedly was the advisor to the BBC and others, who's an expert specifically on radiation poisoning. He says that the general low levels that they already say are safe and no big deal, he's saying even those reduced levels, that they're lying by what they say is safe. And so now as they say, well, we're raising the level, but that's still safe, he's saying that itself is a deception. He says that the radiation is contributing to the sperm count dropping and to infertility.
Absolutely. There is no really safe level. Radiation, even just the background radiation that we all get every day, if it gets you in the right place, it can cause cancer. And because of that, there's really no safe level. And but on the other hand, the level for getting radiation sickness is so much higher that nobody in this country needs to worry about that unless you get a fish right out of the waters off Fukushima and you eat it and get a massive dose inside your body.
So we're not talking about a fast kill. We're talking about just adding to the overall morbidity numbers of the population, Dr. Bowman.
Absolutely. And we've already had some of that from Chernobyl, because the effects of Chernobyl went around the world. The radiation levels increased here in the United States. We could detect that. They're going to be higher this time from Fukushima, considerably higher, but not enough to make anyone sick, but certainly enough that there will be a lot of people get cancer and never know that it came from radiation.
Okay, let's expand on that. Why does Australia have half the background radiation that the United States does? Is that because of all the nuclear above ground testing that went on?
There may be some of that. But I think after a period of time, the mixing of the atmosphere is such that the fallout from that is now pretty evenly spread. But there's no question that the fallout from atmospheric testing and from Chernobyl fell out into the Earth and the grass of the northern hemisphere a lot more than it did the southern hemisphere.
So Chernobyl's the main issue. And within a month, it had circled the globe, according to detectors, in 1986. What do you think of Ann Coulter's statement, but on the right, but also on the left, the big one-worlder George Monbiot for the London Guardian, saying he now is for nuclear power because of the disaster? A very bizarre Orwellian statement. She said the Japanese ought to be thankful that this radiation will now make sure, quote, that they don't get cancer. which is an asinine statement. Obviously, they can use neutron beam and other things to fry a certain cancer, then that damages surrounding tissue once you have a cancer because it kills the cells. But this is a general damaging of the DNA and the cells. So I guess I'm answering the question for you. But why do you think they're making these bizarre statements about how the Japanese should be thankful?
Well, Ann Coulter, I think, is just plain ridiculous. I've thought that for a long time, and these latest statements about little radiation is good for you is just another confirmation of how off the wall she is, along with a lot of other people out there.
But why? I mean, they can't be that stupid. Is this just a throwing it in our face?
No, I really think it's taking a little bit of misinformation and misconstruing it, and I really think it is stupidity. I really don't see any reason why a person who knows better would say something like that, have anything to gain from it whatsoever.
It is discrediting. ABC News is reporting that the Simi Valley nuclear meltdown still impacts lives. That happened in 59. They kept it secret for decades, and they say that's the second biggest nuclear disaster after Chernobyl. I guess soon it's going to be eclipsed now by Fukushima, but they kept that secret. That was the first operational power-based, power supplying reactor, they say, in the U.S., and I know you've worked all over the U.S. in the Star Wars program. This really is a segue into the politics of this and the nuclear industry basically getting behind a program of putting a psychological salve on this, whitewashing it, telling us everything's fine. What do you think should come out of this Fukushima disaster, A, but B, what do you think is going to come out of it?
Well, what should come out of it is that we can't just shut down all the nuclear power plants because we're pregnant on nuclear electricity and we've got to live with it for now. But we ought to shut down one nuclear power plant at a time and replace it with a modern nuclear power plant that is much safer, like a thorium molten salt reactor. There are designs of reactors that are self-quenching. You don't have to have an emergency water supply. The stuff will go out on its own.
But it shows that the system, we have 23 of these Mark I plutonium GE reactors that are close to 40 years old, just like Japan. They have no intention of shutting them down. And then we can't spend any of the money to build these because everything's got to go to banker bailouts.
Yeah, right, exactly. And, if we had somebody in the government with some guts, they'd say, okay, we shut down this one. I'd pick Indian Point first because it's so close to New York City. Shut it down, one reactor vessel at a time, replace it with a modern one that can give us the power safer and cheaper and with less waste coming out of it and all of that. And then go to the next one, maybe San Onofre or Diablo Canyon. And one at a time, replace these things, and then the ones along the New Madrid Fault in the middle of the country. And this would create jobs, which we need in a recession. Everybody is talking about you got to cut spending. Well, that's exactly the wrong thing to do in a recession or a depression. The government has to spend money to...
His Skype video from Florida just froze. We're going to get him back on. My issue is if they have $37 billion, $40 billion, they're arguing about what the real numbers are, and it turns out it was highway building projects. That's the last thing you cut. But we've got the trillions and trillions a month that are going to the offshore secret banks. Give them the trillions and the Republicans, don't touch the bankers' trillions. Obama, don't touch the bankers' trillions in derivatives we're having to pay for that we don't owe. Let's kick people off food stamps. In an imploding economy, all that's going to create is civil unrest. And Dr. Bowman, do you agree that they're scapegoating people that are the poorest Americans and claiming they're the reason we're having economic problems when it doesn't even enter the equation?
Absolutely. You bet. And what should happen again is abolish the Federal Reserve, audit all the big banks, and those who are insolvent should be nationalized. And then they can loan money at very low interest rates and get the economy working again. The Rothschilds, the global banking empires, that's as much a reason why we're in these stupid wars as the oil, because the countries we're going after, Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and Venezuela, all those countries that we label as enemies, are countries that do not belong to the global federal bank system. They're not dependent on the Rothschilds and the IMF and the World Bank. They have their own money, their own bank, and they can thumb their nose. I mean, that's what Gaddafi was doing. He used his own money to do enormous public works programs, bringing water from aquifers under the desert to the cities, making the desert bloom. Huge projects, not ever borrowing a dime from the global bankers. And of course, the global bankers don't like that.
And the first thing they did once they took over the East was set up a new central bank and an oil company, and they've got Al-Qaeda as the good guys now. And if you don't like Al-Qaeda, you're un-American. But I know Dr. Bob Bowman, then I guess you're un-American, because I know you don't like Al-Qaeda. We'll talk about Al-Qaeda when we come back with Dr. Bob Bowman on the other side. ThePatriots.us is his website. Our website's InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Bowman, nuclear physicist, former head of the Star Wars program, is our guest for another 5 minutes. Then in the next 5 minutes, I'll get to some of these callers that have been holding. Then Dr. Busby's on for about 30 minutes. Then I'll continue with calls and other news on the economy. Dr. Bob Bowman, we tell people, the history of Al-Qaeda being globalist created, being used against the Serbs, the Russians before that. Now the commander of the rebels is admittedly Al-Qaeda and was held in a black site and I guess re-educated, and then admits he sent Al-Qaeda fighters to Iraq to kill U.S. troops, and they just openly say, the core of these people is Al-Qaeda. And you talk about economics, every country that doesn't allow a globalist central bank like Serbia, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, the point is they don't want any independent, sovereign nations out there. And what's your view dealing with 9/11 and that inside job as a military man, as an American patriot, and the fact that they think we're so stupid now that they're admitting Anwar al-Awlaki, the number one operative commander under bin Laden, is secretly hanging out at the Pentagon. It comes out in AP, Fox News. Nobody gets in trouble. I mean, this is getting more and more naked, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We have been doing for decades anything that needed doing in order to uphold American empire. And it's really sort of almost a American-British empire. There are, for a while, we were their junior partner, and now they're our junior partner. But it's all for empire, and we kick out independent leaders around the world and install puppet dictators who will sell out their own people for our multinational corporations. And it happens again and again and again, and we keep doing it. And most of these independent dictators, if you will, at one time were CIA employees. Most of them got their position with the help of the CIA. And then after they got strong enough, then they started becoming independent and thumbing their nose at what their American bosses wanted them to do. And one after another, whether it's Mossad or Noriega or
Saddam,
Mubarak or Saddam. He was put in power by the CIA. One after another, then we have to go fight them and fight them. And they're using weapons that we gave them or sold them. And we're fighting fighters that we trained, the CIA trained. The whole thing is ridiculous. And what we need to do is end the empire and use our armed forces to protect our borders and our people, period. Not the global financial interests of multinational corporations and banks.
Well, those same multinationals don't care about America. In fact, they're destroying our republic as well. I mean, it'd be one thing to be immoral and go along with this empire if we were getting part of the spoils. That would still be wrong. But we're paying for it and getting none of it, and they're turning us into a police state.
Absolutely. We aren't getting the benefit financially. That's going to the global banksters and multinational corporations that don't pay us any taxes anyway. We're losing out all the way around. Monetarily, we're losing out with the lives of our sons and daughters being used as cannon fodder in their corporate wars of aggression. And we're losing our constitutional rights. The American people are getting screwed all the way around by both the Republican and Democratic parties, who are owned by these global money interests.
Dr. Bob Bowman, we're out of time. ThePatriots.us, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again in the near future. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Christopher Busby, chemical physicist, joining us to break down the incredible developments of Fukushima coming up in the next segment from England. Right now, let's jam in some more of your calls after he leaves us at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue with the calls and news. Ralph in Texas. Ralph, you're on the air. Thank you for joining us.
Are you looking for Ross?
Okay, we'll call you Ross. Ross, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. God bless you, and thank you for so much what you're doing for us. Alex, I just wanted to tell you, when I had the opportunity to read your article and see the video about the six-year-old girl being molested by the TSA, I absolutely lost it. I can't believe how complacent the mother was and the American people to keep allowing this to happen. God didn't give me children, but I have to tell you the reason he didn't, because I would be in jail, because I would have been all over that situation.
Well, that's because you still have your common sense and your humanity. Go ahead.
I'm actually shaking inside because I just can't believe that our country has come to this. And Alex,
well, the next step is herding people into pits and shooting them in the back of the head. I mean, the Nazis did this same thing where they trained people to put their hands on them at first.
Well, think about this, Alex. What if that little girl came back with a so-called positive urine test or blood test? First off, that little girl's traumatized for the rest of her life. And think about this. What if those pedophiles that stand behind those screens watching this decided that was one of the children they wanted to get into CPS?
Well, they've already been doing that and caught, and they've already been caught stealing people's goods and everything else you can list. I mean, they're hiring a bunch of crooks at TSA.
Well, you know, Alex, the Bible teaches us that we're supposed to shout out the injustices that are happening in our country. And I guess this is...
That's right. The Bible says it 100 times or more. But the churches are financed by the government now and controlled. So they say, no, we're supposed to love this. This is good. Hand your children over to Moloch.
No. That's the worst thing we can do. Our children are the most precious thing that God has given us. And for this to keep going on, I'm beside myself at the complacency of the American people. That would have, I mean, if I had seen something like that happen in public to somebody's child, I would have physically intervened and snatched that child up. I might end up in jail, but at least I've been doing the right thing.
Well, that's what this is. This is a test to break our will and normalize this activity. We've got to say no. Thank you, Ralph. The video's up on Infowars.com. Susie in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello.
Or the last guy was Ross. Yes, Susie, go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to contribute that yesterday I picked up my nieces from public school, And the first thing my niece says to me is, radiation's good for us.
So they're teaching them in the public schools that radiation is good for them.
Just a little bit of radiation is okay for us. Evidently so.
Well, you just heard a nuclear physicist, former head of the Star Wars program, say that that's a lie, and we know it's a lie. But this is how these people operate. So, did you ask her specifically what she was taught?
No, it was one of her teachers in conversation, and that's one of the first things she told me that she learned today in school.
Of course, the South Koreans are staying indoors and wearing masks, but I guess they're evil.
Yeah. And then just the fact of the dumbifying our children, and there's no longer cursive writing being taught in the schools either. And so now they won't be able to read past generations' journals. She won't be able to read what I write in my diaries.
Well, that's what 1984 is all about, removing the language, dumbing everything down, shortening the rote of the language, condensing things where people can't communicate. It's all being done scientifically. We've had the former head of the Department of Education Policy on, Charlotte Iserby, to break that down, and she has all the documents in her book that's free online at deliberatedumbingdown.com. Thank you so much, Susie. Frank, Tim, Lou Ann, and others, we'll get to you, but first, Dr. Christopher Busby will be joining us on the other side to break down what the radiation is really doing. And he's been vindicated from what he said here 3 weeks ago about this being as bad as Chernobyl.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The next 30 minutes or so, Dr. Christopher Busby is our guest. He advises EU research commissions, the BBC. He, of course, is also a professor, PhD, from the University of Kent, researching RAMA, spectro-electrochemistry. He's a chemical physicist. And he was on with us more than 3 weeks ago, a week or so into this crisis. He said, look, this is already as bad or worse than Chernobyl. There's a cover-up. We saw the MOX-1, number 3 reactor blow-up, shooting fuel rods everywhere. It's now admitted. The Japanese documents have been released. The New York Times buried it but did report that they just covered it upwards of a mile away, spent fuel rods by the thousands, the hundreds of thousands, with bulldozers, 7.5 million times normal levels of radiation being pumped into the ocean. And now they've had more earthquakes, and the governor of the prefecture of Fukushima says there's been a huge cover-up. Their hospitals have filled up with people with radiation sickness, and it was been reported 2 weeks ago that many doctors won't treat them, believing it's dangerous to even be around them. South Koreans aren't going to school or work, many of them. They're wearing masks. The Chinese are responding the same way. The EPA is upping, depending on the isotope, 24,900 times safe level of radioactive nickel, 100,000 times increase in radioactive iodine, 131. I've got the list. And our media is basically not even reporting it. States and local governments have picked up upwards of 300 times safe levels of radioactive iodine, other isotopes in milk and food. But they're saying this is safe. And you've got the media with Ann Coulter and others running around saying that this is wonderful. We've also got Mambiot, as we talked about a few weeks ago, saying he's all for nuclear power now. This really shows that it's great. And they make these nonsensical statements to just shock us into submission. But Dr. Busby joins us to break down the latest developments at Fukushima. They now admit as bad, a number 7, and that's the highest on the scale for a nuclear disaster. And they say it may keep going on for months or even longer. And it seems like the Japanese government's paralyzed. They keep pulling the rescuers out, the emergency workers out, saying the radiation's too high. There's neutron beams for 3 weeks shooting out. Dr. Busby, it looks like you've been 100% vindicated from your analysis here, and that it's even worse than what you were saying. But there's a new sheriff in town. Just like you said, the key is what they already say is safe is too high. Well, now they're raising it between 25,000 and 100,000 times safe levels as pure Alice in Wonderland brainwashing enters the equation.
Well, Yes, Alex, it's criminal irresponsibility, in my opinion. And ultimately, I think when these people start to die of cancer, I do hope that they can take legal cases against the individuals, the named individuals, who I see day and every single day being trotted out endlessly on the television and in the media generally, talking down this this whole disaster. And it is a global catastrophe. And I don't think that it's any longer possible to just leave it to the Japanese government and the Japanese taxpayers to deal with this, because this is a nuclear industry problem. The nuclear industry, who have expanded over the whole of the planet, telling us that we would have energy too safe to be metered, and talking about the safety of their nuclear reactors. It's the nuclear industry that built these reactors in Japan. They were even designed in the United States, the General Electric reactors. And those are the people, through the international community, who should foot the bill and who should go in there and sort this business out. And the first thing that they should do is start bringing in clean food to the people in Tokyo and Ibaraki, who are enormous population, 36 million people in Tokyo. And there's even radioactivity to the south and to the west of Tokyo now, as I see from the studies that we've done. And in the area, in the 100-kilometer area around Fukushima, we have already calculated what the cancer toll will be in the next 10 years, and it's upwards of 200,000 cancers in that region. And if you go out to the 200 kilometers and add them all up, it's about 400,000 extra cancers. No. So what can I say? I mean, I don't want to say, "Hey, I told you so," because it's also too depressing that I was right.
Well, expanding on that, a week and a half ago, India banned any imports of Japanese seafood or produce or any of their other edible products. But here, the feds are not releasing radiation levels, are not testing fish. They've raised levels, saying that's why they don't need to. And Dr. Bob Bowman was on last hour. He said people that do eat fish from that area, you know, one fish that's been exposed to the 7.5 million normal levels, that'll be enough to kill people within a few months to a few years. Generally, you'll just see overall cancer increases here in the United States that has double the regular radiation that a place like Australia has just from Chernobyl, not to mention Western Europe or Eastern Europe. And so they're just out of sight, out of mind, no discussion of even testing people on flights, even though they have tested some previously and found high levels of radiation. They just quit doing the testing. So it's a policy of just brushing it under the rug and acting like it doesn't exist and just allowing all this Japanese produce to be dumped into the United States.
Well, this is a democratic issue. I'm a scientist. I mean, all I can do is advise on what I believe to be the consequences of these radiation exposures. And my advice, which we put up on the website of the Low Level Radiation Campaign and also in another website called BSRRW, Baltic Sea Radiation Risk Watch, we've been putting our monitoring advice up on there. And our advice to the people is just don't believe the government. I mean, don't believe the spokespeople of the governments, of the administrations, of the EPA, of, in my country, the Health Protection Agency, or the Japanese authorities. All of these people all along have been saying there's no problem, and then when something is forced out into the open, they then say, oh, well, there might be a problem, but it's not as bad as all that. And it just goes on endlessly, endlessly, endlessly. And just like I said last time I was on your program, that this is just a repeat performance of Chernobyl. Actually, in the way that it's been covered up, in some sense, it's worse than Chernobyl. It's worse than Chernobyl because, you know,
the Russians were excoriated.
They actually evacuate the area to 30 kilometers when the Chernobyl power station exploded. Very quickly, they bust it. They brought in buses from all over the Soviet Union, and they got their people out from the 30-kilometer zone. In the case of Fukushima, they've maintained a 20-kilometer zone, even when the International Atomic Energy Agency was saying that the levels of radioactive contamination on the ground out to 68 kilometers. So this is seven times the area of the Chernobyl contamination zone. Seven times the area. And they were still allowing people to live there, and they still now allow people to live there. So the exclusion zone, which has only now been extended to 30 kilometers, is still not adequate. It needs to be extended to at least 100 kilometers, maybe 200 kilometers. And the people of Tokyo, and you can see this on the measurements that that are available, the external radiation measurements that are obtainable from the Japanese website, MEXT, you can see that the contamination is already significant in Tokyo, where you have 36 million people. So they need to bring in fresh water, fresh food from elsewhere, from uncontaminated parts of the world. This is a global operation. They need to do that now, or the death toll will be absolutely monstrous, and the people responsible should go to jail. There's no question about that.
But going back to what you said, you're absolutely right about the Russian situation. The Russians covered it up for a few days but did pull people back. And then they were excoriated for it and still are. But then you see the West with Japan and General Electric, full court press, still involved in a cover-up at every level. It just shows they're intending to keep building new reactors, keep the old ones open, and just continue moving forward with this. As the fertility drops, can you speak more to the numbers on what we know increased background radiation is doing to countries that have these systems in place?
Well, we know that from the research that I've done, that the nuclear power stations themselves cause about a doubling of risk of a whole range of cancers and an increased risk, maybe up to 10 times risk, of childhood cancers and leukemias. But the real problem is from the radiation itself that they leak endlessly, and from the reprocessing plants that there are, and the waste that is produced, and the uranium that is produced as a result of the uranium mining, and most of all, the nuclear weapons testing, which occurred in the 1960s, between 1959 and 1963. There was an orgy of superpower testing, which generated really large quantities of these novel radionuclides, like plutonium-239 and strontium-90 and cesium-137, and all of these things that are coming out of Fukushima, of course. And this material, together with the depleted uranium that's being produced, that's being used in large quantities in the various Middle Eastern wars and in Afghanistan, it's just floating about the world and has increased the cancer risk in the world. So we have had a 30 to 40% increase in cancer in real terms. I mean, you don't need to go to the cancer registries to find this out. You only have to walk down any high street to see the number of cancer charity shops that have been generated over this period. And everybody has people who've died of cancer, who know people, even dogs and cats and budgerigars. They've all died of cancer. There's an absolute cancer epidemic. Well, this is caused by the increase in the quantities of these novel radioactive substances into the environment. And in addition to this, of course, as I said last time I was talking with you, they are causing increases in infertility. So it's getting harder and harder to have children now. So they have all these fancy techno fixes, you know. So you can have all sorts of types of test tube baby and IVF and so
forth. You can have three parents.
As I said to you before, like in the 60s, there was no need for all these things. People had babies more or less when they said hello to each other. It was trying not to have babies that seemed to be the problem in those days. So if this goes on, and it does seem to be getting a lot worse now with Fukushima, because this is going to flood the globe with more radionuclides, it's going to be a case of actually having no more people. There's going to be so much infertility in human beings, but also in other species too, that life on the planet itself will be threatened.
Well,
believe this. There have been measurements made in the Middle East, in Jerusalem, a few years ago.
Dr. Busby, stay there. We're going to come right back to you. Get to that area on the measurements in Jerusalem. And then we'll also discuss the fact that they're setting the precedent to just raise the background radiation level and say it's healthy. Chemical physicist, nuclear radiation poisoning expert, Dr. Christopher Busby is our guest. Doctor, you were getting into radiation levels rising in and around the Holy Land, but then I wanted, in the brief time we have left with you, correct me if I'm wrong, but the system is openly just saying, look, we're just going to raise normal background levels and just get you to accept that radiation is good for you and the Japanese ought to be thankful. And just like until 1991, they wouldn't let the troops use DU. After that, they waved a magic wand, said ignore all the old army reports saying it'll kill troops, you know, with a soft kill in a few decades if they use this weapon, maybe even quicker. And now they just say go ahead and use it. So the attitude is just go all the way.
Well, radiation is not good for you, and the risk agencies, all of the international risk agencies, will state in their documents that the smallest dose of radiation can cause damage, and that damage can lead to cancer. So radiation is not good for you. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that if you have a set of regulations that relate to something that's acceptable in terms of radiation exposure, in other words, to illness, because they've just said that is illness, then you can't just suddenly change those. I mean, in what way do you have any mandate from the people, from the public whose taxes pay you to protect them, to just arbitrarily change the baseline when you decide that it's useful to the nuclear industry to do that? It's totally unacceptable. It's quite wrong. It's in fact criminally wrong, in my opinion.
Yes, sir. You were, before you got interrupted by the break, you were getting into increased radiation levels in Israel.
Well, I was saying that following the increase in the concentration of uranium from the uranium weapons usage in 1991, that the whole of that area has become contaminated with uranium particles. And there was a study done a couple of years ago of sperm counts in young men in Jerusalem, and I think that the figure was that there was a 40% reduction in the last 10 years in the sperm count, the viable sperm count in young men who were studied in this Jerusalem hospital. And the conclusions of the people doing the study said that if it continued at that rate, because there was a rate of falling over the last 10 years, by the year 2020, there would be no more Israeli people. That would be the end of it, because everybody would be infertile. I think that's rather a problem, really. And it's similar to the general fall in sperm counts that have occurred in globally since the weapons fallout in the 1960s.
Now, looking at this, obviously this is a disaster for the nuclear industry. That's why they're trying the psychological tactic of just throwing it in everybody's face right now. Do you think that's going to be successful with their psychological judo of saying everyone should be thankful, this is good?
Well, I have to say that we have had massive support for the various programs where I've managed to get into the media to argue all of these things that I've been arguing. Basically arguing that the dose risk idea that they have, the risk model that they have, is totally incorrect for internal radionuclides. And I think the people are not fooled anymore. I have to say that. I think probably because of the internet and because of people like you, people who can get the truth out onto the internet and through independent channels of communication, I think that the public are no longer fooled. Anyway, I sincerely hope that that's the case. And they are voting with their feet too. They aren't drinking the water and they aren't drinking the milk, and so they're not really taking the advice that is given to them by the authorities.
And now it's all over the Japanese news that the people are becoming enraged. They know they've been lied to. So even the very polite Japanese, slow to anger, are coming out and saying, we know this is a fraud. I've seen the reports now for 2 weeks, though, that Japanese doctors are so concerned about radiation that they're refusing to even treat, in some areas, people with radiation poisoning because they don't want to come in contact with them. I mean, that's terrible on the surface, but that'll give you an idea of just how serious this is.
Yes, it is very serious, and it may even be more serious than is being suggested now. Last time I spoke with you, I said I thought that this was a singularly Japanese problem, but I think that these reactors are still fissioning. We know from the isotope ratios that are being measured. Some of the isotopes that are being measured are very short-life isotopes, which only occur after fission, and so we know that these reactors are still fissioning, so this material is still being released. It's not as if it all released suddenly, and that's it, and all we've got to do now is kind of start cover it up with concrete and hope it'll go away. That isn't the case. What you've got is naked reactors functioning there on the ground in the open and producing radioactivity, which is slowly going to pollute the planet. And something has to be done about this. It's potentially extremely serious.
Dr. Busby, do 5 more minutes with us, then we're going to go everybody's calls. I want you to be able to finish up with the fact that we have these boiling, burning, exploding cauldrons, and now the Japanese government, under the radar, says this could go on for months. This could go on for years. We'll be right back and look at the different scenarios that could unfold. Dr. Christopher Busby, radiation specialist, chemical physicist, is our guest for a few more minutes. Then I'm going to your phone calls and other important news today. But when we went to the break, you were getting into the fact that this is ongoing. And it's so bad, the radiation's so high, they've pulled out the emergency workers yet again. And they're talking about people getting, in just 5 hours working there, enough of a dose that... the head of the plant said it would roughly kill half the people that come in contact with it. We're not seeing a lot of reports about radiation sickness. We see some going back 2 weeks ago in the hospitals. So it looks like that's being underplayed there. We see our media here in the United States saying, hey, don't worry, the government's just raising the safe level. I want you to speak about the different scenarios that can now unfold at these six reactors, including two of them they successfully shut down. Number five has still had problems and partial meltdown. I want to talk about that in closing, but I also want to go back to, you mentioned an event in Russia in the early 50s where a facility holding rods actually blew up, and I want to talk about what type of explosion that was. Please continue.
Yes, okay. Well, as far as the future is concerned, we are really in science fiction territory, so I don't want to make too many predictions about this. What you have is you have reactors that are reacting, that normally would be reacting inside a metal container where everything was kept inside and all the radionuclides were inside it, but these are now reacting outside. And so all the radionuclides that are being produced, all the huge amounts of fission and neutron radionuclides that are being produced are just being distributed out into the atmosphere and into the water that's surrounding this. And then, of course, when the rain falls, goes into the sea, and then the sea will then distribute this stuff up and down the coast, and eventually it will begin to contaminate the Pacific. But Pacific is very big, though. So, I mean, in the few months' time, I don't think that the long-range problem there will be very great. But a lot of the gaseous radionuclides will certainly make their way across to the United States, and already they're doing that, and there are increased levels there, which I think are now becoming a cause for concern. So you've got this stuff out of the box. That's the problem there, and something has to be done about it. Now, I have to tell you that this is some confidential information that came to me. I can't say who from, but they're so concerned about it, the authorities, that they've developed an argument between the United States advisors and the French advisors over what to do. And the United States advisors wanted to bomb these reactors into the sea, and the French advisors wanted to drop concrete on top of them to sort of seal them up. But the problem there is if you seal them up, they're still fissioning away underneath the concrete, and that will go on virtually forever, certainly for a very long time, as much as a year. And so we have, and there would be a good argument for bombing them into the sea, because rather than taking the seawater to the reactor, you take the reactor to the seawater, and then if you split it up into small enough pieces, you reduce the fissioning. Then, in a sense, you could seal off that bit of sea and then pick them up with robots from under the water. That might be a possibility. But like I say, this is science fiction stuff, you know? I mean, who can possibly figure out what the best way to do this is? We have a global catastrophe on our hands here. As I said, it was potentially a global catastrophe. Now we go to Kishtim. In 1959, I think it was, there was an 57, there was an explosion in Kishtim in the Mayak facility at Chelyabinsk. And that was an explosion related to fuel rods, which melted down in a nuclear waste repository. And the explosion contaminated, I think it was 1,000 square kilometers of land, which became completely isolated. Nobody could go in there. It was highly radioactive. So it is entirely possible that there might be an explosion. But I think actually in the case of this, unless the plutonium concentrations get high or become separated in some way, then probably there won't be an explosion. There'll be like a sort of ongoing explosion, if you like to think of it like that.
Well, that was my next point, is that I've read some physicists say that if they are able to separate out the plutonium, the uranium, and then other isotopes, that you can get some type of actual chain reaction. Then I've had other physicists on who say that they don't think that was possible, but the same physicist said he didn't think five or six could have a meltdown because they'd been shut down before the event, and five has now.
No, I don't think anybody knows quite what happens at these temperatures under these conditions, and there are all sorts of parameters that have never been involved before, like seawater, like sodium chloride, like molten salts, all sorts of things that would never have been experimented on. So in principle, it might be possible if the plutonium to separate from the general mix, for there to be a Kishtim-type explosion, in which case it would blow all this stuff, vaporize it, all this stuff up into the atmosphere, and then we would really be in deep trouble. So there might be some argument, and I think maybe this is why there was this panicky, hysterical decision to bomb them into the sea, but maybe there's some sense in that. Who knows?
Okay, final question, and we're going to let you go, Dr. Buzzy. We appreciate the time. Looking at this situation at Fukushima, I know you don't like to look into the future, but they've said it could go on for months or longer. I mean, from researching this, from seeing other cases, how long do you think it could go on, A? And then B, we see reports of governments and the UN saying that Chernobyl in 86 was 400 times a Hiroshima. Why are reactor meltdowns so much more dirty than an atomic or hydrogen explosion, or is that wrong?
Yeah, no, that's right. They are more dirty, and the reason they're more dirty is because they have vast amounts of uranium. I mean, the atomic bomb at Hiroshima was a limited amount of uranium. I don't know, kilograms, maybe a ton total. What we're talking about here is several thousand tons. I mean, the fuel, the number of spent fuel rods there, as I understood it, was about 1,700 tons of spent fuel. And each of these reactors probably contains about 100 to 150 tons of uranium and plutonium and mixed radionuclides. So there's just a lot more stuff. That's basically it. The Chernobyl accident, which I think actually now, having talked to some Russians last week in Berlin, was a nuclear explosion and not a hydrogen explosion, because there was a particular fission ratio of xenon isotopes which defined it as a nuclear explosion. That one vaporized at very most 200 tons, and the argument was that it was only 50 tons. Well, here we have a lot more than that. We have a huge amount of fuel here that can go up in the air, and a lot of it already has.
So clearly from the Russian example, some type of chain reaction is theoretically possible. Again,
No, that is right. The Russian explosion, which everybody has said, and they still are saying, was a hydrogen explosion. I talked to some Russian nuclear physicists last week in Berlin, and they showed information from the Radium Institute in St. Petersburg. They measured the isotopes xenon-133 and xenon-133M. And the ratio between those two isotopes defines whether it's a nuclear explosion or whether it's just a nuclear fission inside a reactor. It's either 22 or it's 12, and I think it was 15. So in other words, it was mainly a nuclear explosion, Chernobyl, not a hydrogen explosion, as they said. And my belief is that these also have been nuclear explosions and not hydrogen explosions.
Whoa, I said last question, but this is bombshell. You're out there, you're on major boards in Europe, you're talking to top nuclear engineers, and not only does it look like there was a nuclear explosion at this 50s event in Russia, they're saying Chernobyl was really some type of atomic chain reaction.
Correct, absolutely so. The definition is based on the measurements of xenon isotope ratios made at the Radium Institute in St. Petersburg. It was given as a paper by two Russian nuclear physicists from that institute last week in a Chernobyl conference in Berlin where I was talking.
Dr. Busby, can I ask you a favor, or a favor for humanity? I want to have Kurt Nema, one of my writers, right now, we'll call him up here, and call you back at home or your office, or can you send to an email we'll give you, maybe a two-paragraph write-up to make sure we get the isotopes correct?
Yeah, sure. They are xenon-133 and xenon-133M, which is a metastable isotope of xenon.
Sure, it's just my writers, because they're not nuclear physicists or chemical physicists,
okay, well,
don't like to do this.
ChristoGreenAudit.org. Okay, have you got my email? Or c.busby@ulster.ac.uk.
Yeah, what we're going to do, sir, is we're going to give you our email, and if you could just write up in two paragraphs what you just said. Jaron, will you put Dr. Busby on hold and here in a moment and give him your email? And just because when the show ends, sir, I'm going to go write an article with Kurt Nemo. How fast can you send me just two paragraphs to be put in the story?
Well, I could I could do it in 5 minutes, I guess.
Okay, well, that's very gracious. Anything else you'd like to add, we'll put it into a story because you are highly respected, one of the chief advisors to the BBC as well. Just in closing, because you said something very powerful there, you're saying, and you've been proven completely right in your analysis of the last month and 2 days, you're saying, sir, that evidence points towards chain reaction, some type of atomic explosion in and around Fukushima, and that's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that Chernobyl was a nuclear explosion. I'm saying that there's no evidence that there was a nuclear explosion at Fukushima, but my belief is that there was, okay? So we don't have evidence for that. We would have to have the xenon isotope ratios. But what I am saying is that all of this talk about hydrogen explosions and Chernobyl being a hydrogen explosion is not true for Chernobyl. Chernobyl was not a hydrogen explosion. It was a nuclear explosion.
Okay, I understand that, and what really puts the cherry on top of or the coup de grace of this whole thing is that they will never release the actual isotope readings we've noticed, and for 3 weeks they wouldn't release anything for the two prefectures in and around Fukushima, which they now admit they didn't release because they didn't want to scare people, and that adds weight to what you're saying. If they don't want to release the exact isotope readings, that's because they don't want the fingerprint of atomic chain reaction.
Maybe so, but my feeling is not that. My feeling is that they don't want people to know how much plutonium and uranium there is floating about, because that's the really dangerous stuff. All this iodine, the focus on iodine is a red herring in a way, and even on cesium-137, the really seriously dangerous isotopes are the uranium isotopes and the plutonium, because they are alpha emitters, and they come along as particles, particulates, so they float about the place like little hot coals, and then when you inhale them, they go inside you and produce massive doses to the local tissue. That's the problem.
Okay, we'll do this.
It's those particular alpha emitters that we need to know about, and we certainly need to know about them in the United States as well, because if there's a slight increase in iodine, it could well be that's associated also with the existence of these airborne particles, and it's the particles that are the problem. To say nothing of the tritium, we haven't heard about the isotope tritium, which will be produced in massive, massive, massive amounts as tritiated water, which is sort of radioactive water. I would like to know very much what the tritium level is in the tap water in Tokyo.
Well, they have reported some tritium levels. I've seen that in the press. Now, expanding on this, and we're going to let you go, just perhaps so we have a grasp of the history, a paragraph on the Russian incident, a paragraph on your meeting with the Russian scientist on Chernobyl, believing that was some type of atomic explosion, and then your statement on that. So we could have those three paragraphs from you. Anything else you'd like to add? We really appreciate your gracious time. And what is the best website for us to learn more, Dr. Busby?
We're putting all our stuff on the website of the Low Level Radiation Campaign, llrc.org. But in terms of the risk model, you need to go to the European Committee on Radiation Risk website, where we have now, because of the Fukushima accident, we have now released the 2010 report as a free download. So anybody can have, that cost £70, that was to buy that report. But now, because of the extraordinary developments in Fukushima, we feel that everybody should have access to that report. So it's a free download from the Euradcom, euradcom.org. You can get it from there. And this is the risk model that will tell you how many people are going to die after any sort of exposure.
Yeah, well, my dad separately took physics at UT, where they have a reactor, when he was in college, and he said they taught then that they believed a meltdown could properly separate out, like you said, and then, I don't want to butcher what he said, but then some type of ion beam or almost electrical charge could go through it, and that could create the chain reaction. Am I butchering what he said?
I don't know. I didn't hear what he said. But my the point is that if you have enough plutonium together in one place, the neutron flux gets high enough for it to achieve prompt criticality. So the question is whether or not the plutonium can separate from the uranium. Plutonium oxide can separate from the uranium oxide at these extremely high temperatures that there are. And I don't think enough is known to be able to say that that's impossible.
All right, amazing. We're going to put you on hold and give you that internal email. We've got you, make sure we've got your email, and we're waiting in the next 20 minutes or so to get that key email so we can add that to an article we're going to do. Dr. Christopher Busby, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
All right, amazing information there, ladies and gentlemen. That would basically really change the whole paradigm of what we're looking at here. And I went online and read other physicists saying that that there could be some type of atomic reaction, nuclear explosion with these reactors. And then I talked to a lot of other people and did some more research, and they say that it is in the realm of possibility. But regardless, you got the equivalent of dirty bombs going off every day, just pumping this into the atmosphere. We'll take calls for the rest of this segment and the next. I didn't mean to keep Dr. Busby that long, but that information was just too powerful. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in New Jersey. Daniel, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I just have two questions. I graduated high school last year, and I came across your show while traveling in my gap year for college. And I used to live a really sheltered life, full of the typical middle-class American lies. But now, after listening to your show and a lot of books and documentaries that I've read, I think I have a really good grip on the real world I live in. All I really have of value to my name is a job and time. And my question to you is, how not just me, but other young adults my age invest our time or resources with the impending troubles to come?
Well, I wouldn't wait till you perfect your message or your information. I would go, it might be a town 50 miles away, it might be the town you're in, but I would go and take the little classes and pay the fee or whatever and do a live access TV show or a tape TV show. And whether you reach 100 people in a small town or 10,000 in a city like Austin on average with an access show, I would air films on access. I would start a blog. I'd start shooting your own YouTube videos. That's free, just the webcam. And I would have your voice heard and reach out to other people and start a local organization for Liberty, Sons and Daughters of Liberty. And I would get together with like-minded people and start speaking at city council against fluoridation. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And we need more leaders and more educators to rise up in the system, because we are the majority. We have right on our side. We have history on our side. And so I would start with a blog. I'd start with a radio blog. I'd start with a YouTube channel and just get up there and turn the camera on. Or if you don't want your face on TV, on the web, just put a image up, a map of the world or whatever, and just talk. And then put out your email and say, I want to organize with other local people. Because the globalists can't deal with a mass of awakened people taking action. You don't have to save the world by yourself. It's that resistance that causes victory.
Right. Okay, and then also my second question is that the Obama administration is supposed to be giving, reform legislation for No Child Left Behind, and I did some research on Arne Duncan, who's the Secretary of Education, and before that, he was the CEO of the Chicago Public Schools, and, we all know how that's going right now.
It's going well. They're really dumbing people down, and they're not allowed to have their parents make them lunch, but that's what you expect in a prison system. Was that your question or your statement?
Well, that was my statement, just because since Arne Duncan's Secretary of Education, how would you start going about trying to...
All right, stay there. We'll be right back. Yeah, to the last caller, the entire Chicago mafia is replacing a lot of the other D.C. mob because they're so vicious, so evil. They know how to get guns. They know how to dumb kids down. They know how to shake down business owners. They are Don Corleone. And it's just a total takeover. In Chicago, it's like, your parents not going to be able to have your kids a lunch. We run your kids. They're slaves to us. And you don't pack a lunch for your kids. You buy the lunch from Don Corleone. You buy it from Mayor Daley. You understand me, prisoner? You work for us. You live for us. You understand that. And now we're going to run the whole country. Lou Ann, you're on the air from Illinois. Welcome.
Yes. Yes. Hello. I just want to say that I live in Chicago, and my daughter was in the Chicago public school system back in the 1980s. And the same thing that you are talking about today, they were doing back in the 1980s. The only difference I see is that they have come public with it now. They are actually telling the citizens, what they are doing. Back in the 80s, it was a total cover-up. And if you try to explain to anybody what you were experiencing...
By the way, ma'am, I hate to interrupt you. You mean not letting you pack a lunch for your child. The head spokesperson for the Chicago school system said other schools are doing it, but we're not going to tell you which ones. That's in the Chicago Tribune yesterday. You're absolutely right. Even now they're saying, listen up, Mac. You think we're going to tell you what we're doing? Your kid belongs to us. Now pay the money. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. Yes, that is what they told me back in the 80s when my daughter was a student in the Chicago public system. They told me to my face, they said, your daughter does not belong to you. She belongs to us. And they took my child away from me.
Oh.
And they did that very clandestine. They went behind my back secretly and took my custody away, and I didn't even realize.
And then they tell the children, mommy doesn't want you anymore. You talk to these kids, and then you learn it. You know, they grab your kid and then say, your mommy doesn't want you anymore, to make the child not like you. Did they do that to your daughter?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir. They did that. They did all of
that.
Pure
evil.
Much more.
Pure scum.
Pure. Yeah, and I tried to explain it to my family, and my family turned against me. It was a horrible, horrible
Because no one wants to stand up to the government.
They don't.
Look, if they ordered Americans to put their kids in meat grinders, a lot of them would do it.
Yes. So I experienced all of that. So I just want the audience to know that these things are real and that Alex is telling the truth.
Well, did you ever get back with your daughter after she grew up and got out of their system?
Yes, it has been very, very difficult, a very hard struggle, but we're back on track now. We're getting to be back to normal mom and daughter.
Well, the way to break through to your kids is to explain the system's the enemy, they did this to you, and that she wins by having love and getting back in the family. You guys win by not letting them destroy your family, your culture, your system. We all win when we don't fight with our husbands and wives. We all win when we stay healthy. We all win when we love each other and hate the globalists. You hear what I'm saying, Luann?
Oh, yes. You're right. You're right, Alex. You're absolutely right.
God bless you, man. We've got to hang together or hang separate. And I want to go to Jackie, Chip, and Alan, but I got piles of work to do after the show. Retransmission's coming up. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Life is so short. Make sure you live it to the fullest, and that means living for liberty, helping other people, but also helping yourself be secure and strong. Ladies and gentlemen, the people that run the government are a bunch of scum. Low level, they're just a bunch of idiots. High up, they're a bunch of manipulating con artist scumbags taking over society. They think that we're all their slaves. They think your children are their slaves. It's time to let these scumbag criminals know we're not your slaves, scumbag.